Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Many people enjoy donating to local organizations this time of year to share in the joy of the season of giving. Unfortunately, there are those who will take advantage of that goodwill, and the Manitowoc Police Department is warning people to watch out for them. Officers say several people have reported getting phone calls from scammers claiming to be members of the Manitowoc Police Department. Police advise calling your local police department dispatch if you suspect someone who is not legitimate law enforcement has called you. Dispatch can verify the caller or connect you directly with an officer. Anglers are out having fun on their extra days off for the holidays. The ice fishing season is off to an early start on Lake Winnebago. Experts say there are about 8 to 10 inches of ice on the biggest part of the 132,000-acre lake. Local fishing experts say the melting snow is actually good for ice fishing, leaving the ice snow-free. However, they say despite the early start to the ice fishing season, the same rules apply. No ice is ever considered 100% safe. They say you should always tell someone where you're going and be sure to have a charged cell phone with you. Lawyers for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan are asking for a new trial after her felony obstruction conviction. They say they need more time to file their motion in the case involving immigration agents. Brown County water's on the rise going into the new year. The Green Bay City Council voted unanimously last week to raise stormwater and sewer rates at the start of 2026. The same day, the Village of Alloway announced they'd be increasing the cost of their residents' water by 10%. Bellevue was the first to dive in with higher water costs, its first rate hike in a decade. And DePere will see the highest monthly water rates out of all local municipalities. The rate increases are directly associated with increased budget costs passed on to the customer. So many people headed out to see the holiday lights display in DePere this year. The event was not only extended, but added a special twist to help fight hunger in our community. The free event has seen record attendance in its fifth year. Organizers say they normally average about 3,000 cars, but this year they were already approaching 5,000 cars by Christmas Eve. So city leaders decided to take advantage of the record attendance to see if they could shed more than light in the local community. They extended the event an extra day, staying open on Christmas Eve. Guests were encouraged to bring food to donate to Paul's Pantry when they went to see the lights. Donations already started pouring in a day early when people went out to see the lights on Tuesday. When Paul's Pantry opened again this morning, they found a huge donation from the community waiting. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers prepare for Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Ravens. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Now, the Packers lost another tight end last week, John Fitzpatrick, who had taken over for Tucker Kraft. He suffered a season-ending torn Achilles tendon in that loss to the Bears. The Packers have two candidates on the practice squad who could play tight end. One is Drake Dabney, an undrafted rookie. The other, second-year man McCallum Castles, who has spent time with the Eagles, Chargers, and Rams. They would be the backups to tight end Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, they're both really, really good players, hardworking players. I think anybody in that tight end room is going to go out there and play with great effort, be a good representation of us.
Green Bay has clinched a playoff spot thanks to the Vikings defeating the Lions 23-10 in Minnesota yesterday. Detroit with six turnovers in the game. After a day off for Christmas at home, the Bucks back on the road tonight in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little drizzle and fog right away this morning, then mostly cloudy today with a high right around 37 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to near 30 for a low. Tomorrow, another cloudy, dreary day with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.